Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest in the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, so today I have Vivian Garcia-Tunon on the line, and she is founder of VGT People Advisory. Vivian, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Adam. I'm thrilled to be here with you today.
All right, Vivian. So I'm excited to get into today's topic. We're going to be learning more about you, your background, of course, and also about VGT People Advisory and really how you're creating high-impact, heart-centered companies. So we're going to get into that, of course. And I know you've worked with many companies, over 1,800 and a lot of startups, and some of these include like big Fortune 500 companies you've worked with. But just to get us kicked off, we'll start this episode the way that we start them all with our Mission Matters Minute. So Vivian, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Vivian, what mission matters to you?
So I started VGT People Advisory a little over 8 years ago, and my mission was really to help people live happy and fulfilled careers. I had been in corporate, mostly within financial services, for a little over 15 years. And one of the things that I noticed was it didn't feel like people were happy or inspired. And being someone in HR and kind of missioned to be the heart of the company, that was something that really mattered to me. So today we see that most, the Gallup survey says that about 20% of people are happy in the workforce and satisfied. So I've made it my mission to impact that survey and really help people be more fulfilled.
Wow. What a story and what a mission. And I wanted to take you to those early days. So let's say, 8 years ago, and you may not know this about myself, Vivian, but I started it. I was in financial services for almost 14 years before
I went
off and did this whole media thing and all and Mission Matters and all these other things. And I'll say that people, when I told them I was going to do this, they said, my clients included and some of the other people, they're like, are you crazy? So I managed a little under $200 million at this time. And I was a billion-dollar guy, but I was, I worked really hard and I had a great client base and a really good life with those clients. But I'm just curious, when you went off and decided, hey, I'm going to go, teach and have this impact and help these founders, like I'm guessing everybody around you wasn't like, wonderful, great idea, this is amazing, or were they? Like, you correct me, because in my experience, they were like, what?
No, I think you're spot on. I definitely had a large percentage of people that were like, this girl's lost her marbles. She, like, she's dreaming, and she's dreaming way too extreme for us. And then I had a lot of people that kind of looked at me and were curious. I'd say a lot of people were curious to see if I would succeed. And then there were a lot of people that were championing me and were like, oh my God, the fact that you're doing this inspires me to believe in new possibilities. And so I will say the first group, it was really hard to let go of them because they were people that were in your day-to-day life that really were looking at me like I was crazy. And I couldn't let them get me off course on my mission. So.
Yeah, you must have had a better pitch than me, because that champion group for me, they were like, but I didn't have a clear pitch for the record. So I'm like, yeah, I did this book and I did this and I did that. And they're like, okay, but you still haven't told me the business yet.
And you know what? I think a lot of people start off that way. I mean, I tell people all the time, I had zero business plan. I left with a vision and clarity that this was my calling and what I really wanted to do. How I was going to do it, had no clue. I was going to figure that part out, and I did. And I think that was part of the fun was, as I went through my journey, I was able to help more and more people on their journey because of my own experiences of learning and growing through it.
That's great. Yeah. And as I saw your story, I'm like, and the reason I ask these questions, by the way, is because I know there's others right now that will listen to this and they're going through the same thing. And they might even think, as they're kind of looking forward to some others that have maybe accomplished some things that they want to do or maybe that they aspire to, a lot of times people are looking forward at something when it's already a finished product or further along in development to where, you know, there's a certain level of success. But a lot of times in the early days, like, that's not always the case. Like, what you're seeing in that as that output is the culmination of a lot of work, a lot of potential pivots and zigzags, and who knows, the alchemy in the kitchen of what actually came out and the actual ingredients. So I say that for everybody listening so that they can have some solace that it's okay. You're in good company if you're out there kind of figuring your way too.
Absolutely. And I think coming out of large corporates and coming out of larger mm-hmm. institutions that had already figured out the special sauce, when you take this leap of faith, it really is about trial and error. It's really about learning what works, what doesn't work, how to pivot. Like, there isn't a magic playbook on how to do this. It's creating the playbook that works for you. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people, that's probably one of the biggest challenges for people is allowing themselves the freedom for trial and error, because that wasn't necessarily the environment where people came from. And so it can be really scary to be like, oh my God, I'm going to post this on LinkedIn. And what if everyone hates it? Okay. Well, they do. And no big deal. You'll try something new the next day. And it really is quite a fulfilling path once you're able to get over some of the big fears that pop up on the journey.
Awesome. Well, let's go further down the journey spectrum here, and let's get further into where you're at today with VGT People Advisory. So, 8 years later, awesome. So first off, you made it past the 5-year mark, obviously, in business. Congrats. That's not an easy thing to accomplish. But tell us a little bit more about where you're at today and what you do.
Sure. So I work with three primary groups. The first group is typically corporate executives that are looking to up-level their performance or up-level their impact. And so oftentimes people get stuck. Truthfully, most of the people that come to me are highly educated leaders, and it's really about helping them improve their human impact with relationships, with conflicts, and kind of working through next level success for themselves and for their teams. So oftentimes there's a little bit of a turnaround story that's coming together there in terms of what got you here won't get you there, and working mm-hmm. with them to achieve their next level. I work with a lot of entrepreneurs and founders. I am incredibly proud to say I have multiple clients that have hit the $1 billion milestone for themselves. And I say that not because of the money, but because achieving the goal that they set out for, that they doubted so many times along the way, and they were able to make it easy. And I think more often than not, the stories that are out there about entrepreneurship, about founders, about building a business are pretty discouraging. Like, 1 in 11 founders succeed. Okay, well, that doesn't really sound like a very enticing thing to do. But mm-hmm. I think helping people find ways to build businesses easily and effectively is something that I'm really passionate about, because most of the time they have so much passion around what they're doing that it's just directing them and supporting them in the right direction to watch them take off. Mm. And then I work with other individuals that are looking to pivot, like people that have transitioned their career or are ready to go and explore something else. Like you and I, our careers were great. They were fulfilling. And we both knew there was something else out there. Some people on that path may be just looking for another job in a different space or trying something new. maybe not the entrepreneurial path, but helping them kind of achieve different results and a different path for themselves.
Hmm. So as you're, tell us a little bit more about your process. So, and I know that the process may be different and have variations, obviously, for every I don't want to oversimplify, and it's pretty obvious for the listener that we can't get into everything that Vivian does, but I mean, like the process of what it looks like to engage with you in your services overall, because one of the things I do like to do is, I know, and we're recording this for everybody that's listening, just for context, beginning of January 4th, 2023. And I know that many people have things on their to-do list or their resolution list or all these other things that hold people back. So I want Vivian to kind of take a little bit of the fear away, like on how it works to go through something like this, because I know that you have a process and it has to work with the level of clientele, especially the C-suite execs and people that you're working with. Like if you didn't have a defined process and way of then you would, you know what I mean? It'd be a time drain. They wouldn't be able to fill in to hit the objectives they want to hit, and it wouldn't be meaningful for you either. So that's the context of the question. So tell us a little bit more about the process, please.
And I guess kind of the easiest way to simplify it across all three groups is an individual, whether it be kind of an individual comes to me with a vision. They want to achieve something different. And with that, we start working through kind of the beliefs, the processes, and the feelings associated with achieving that. What I believe is the most important, and so we work together over a defined period of time. It's typically 6 months. Truth be told, I set 6 months as the period of time, because the first 3 months we start making progress, we start seeing momentum, and then sometimes people get a little scared of actually achieving what they want. And so being able to hold them accountable through the natural period of resistance of, oh shit, is this really happening? Oh my gosh, is this really going to happen? And is it all going to come together? Sometimes we can self-sabotage. So the next 3 months is really just to optimize the performance overall. So we meet together every other week for an hour. We kind of work through the vision. We work through the obstacles of what's coming up. How do we face them? And really you're championed every step along the way. And I think that that's what's the most critical piece is when you're doing it alone, your self-talk can be pretty nasty. And you can discourage yourself very quickly. And so the ability to kind of have a visionary thought partner that's with you, holding the space and really encouraging you with each step along the way is what's given us the results that we've had thus far.
That's awesome. So as we head into 2023, again, I've been sticking on this theme for a while.
Yes.
And through your experience and working with all the leaders and with your vantage point, what are some of the things that either should be, you know, on the minds of individuals and entrepreneurs and executives as they go into this new year, or, you know, maybe some of the things that you've kind of coached others to be planning for and thinking of going into the new year, if there's a theme?
Yeah, I mean, I guess my overall theme is how can you make it the most fun possible? I think results come when you're having fun. Impact happens when you're having fun. I think that's the most important thing. I think we've gone through some pretty tumultuous years, and I think people are really looking for something exciting to sink their teeth into. Whether it's an organizational leader, I think bringing that fun and connection and community into the organization is really important. So one of the things that I've talked about a lot is authentic relationships and humanizing the workforce. I think that we really need to be much more engaged on a personal level for the future and to drive the growth of organizations, both organizations and individuals. I think that is going to be mission critical in terms of people aren't taking jobs just for paychecks anymore. People are taking jobs and really being intentional with their time and places where they feel there's a sense of community. So I think that's incredibly important for individuals that are seeking to build something new, for entrepreneurs, for founders. What I'm continuing to hear is two themes, both passion. So exploring passion to get clear on what it is you want, and also kind of building the confidence muscles to believe that it's possible. 70% of the workforce suffers from imposter syndrome, faces it some way, shape, or form. I think how we build our confidence this year is really something that's top of mind for success and impact in 2023.
Wonderful. So, Vivian, first off, it has been great having you on the show today and to learn more about your background and all the work that you're doing to help entrepreneurs and executives not only succeed but to thrive. So that being said, if somebody's listening to this and they want to connect and learn more, what's the best way for them to do that?
The best way to do that is come to our website, vgtpeopleadvisory.com, and drop us a line, and we'd love to have a conversation and see how we can support you.
Fantastic. And we'll be sure to put the link to that website in the show notes so that our audience can just click on the links and head right on over. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time listening to a Mission Matters episode or engaging with the platform, we're all about bringing on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and having them share their mission, their journey, the reason behind their mission, and really what we can all learn from that so we can all grow together. If that's the type of content that sounds interesting or fun or engaging to you, hit that subscribe button because we have many more mission-based individuals coming up on the line and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Vivian, really, it has been a pleasure. Thanks again for coming on the show.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate the conversation. It was a lot of fun.